You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. Let's check in on the agricultural weather forecast. Don Day now joins us from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, the last time we talked to you, we were worried about a great big snowstorm, which turned into a whole lot of floodwaters out west. What can you tell me about the situation today?
Well, as we look ahead here through the last week of March and into early April, it looks like while flooding concerns have eased a little bit, they're going to just be picking right back up again. There's going to be another wet weather system moving through the Central Rockies and High Plains later this week and into the start of the weekend that will spread more rain and snow in portions of Nebraska, portions of Wyoming, and Colorado. The area we were worried about, especially, is southeast Nebraska, Iowa, northeast Kansas, and Missouri. They're going to see some enhanced rainfall. There could be 1 to 2 inches of rain in some of those areas, especially Kansas, Missouri, southwest Iowa, and southeast Nebraska. There's going to be another weather system towards the middle of next week that's going to bring more rain into those some areas and maybe get as far north as Minnesota, Wisconsin, and will cover all of Iowa, central and northern Illinois. So we are going to be dealing with more rain and more potential for more flooding, I'm afraid to say, looking out to the next 1 to 2 weeks.
Here in our part of the world, we understand some. The Mississippi River Basin, Minnesota area, and the snowpack and the impact it has on flooding. However, the snowpack in the western United States, which I believe feeds into the Missouri River, is a whole different thing for us. Can you explain a little bit about what that looks like today and if that means more spring season long flooding?
Yeah, and I think the latter is what we're concerned about, because the snow melt that's going to be coming into the Missouri, the North Platte, and the South Platte River drainages and heading into the Midwest, coming out of the Rockies of Montana, Wyoming, and Colorado, it's been relatively cool out west, and there really has not been a lot of high elevation snowpack melt off, and snowpacks are well above average in those areas I just mentioned. So as we get into May and into early June, we are going to be looking at those Rocky Mountain snowpacks melting out and adding a lot more water into those basins and drainages that will be going into Missouri and the Mississippi later on. So from here on out, probably through at least June and into early July, there will be flooding concerns that will cover a large part of the nation because of that. The flooding that's occurring right now is more due to just melting snow in the upper Midwest and also the heavy rains of the last couple of weeks. We haven't even added the snow melt out of the mountains yet to the equation.
So we'll need some dry conditions sometime in April, maybe early May, in order to prevent some really massive flooding, I would think.
Yeah, and we got to hope for that. Certainly for the first 10 days of April, it's still going to be staying wet, and we are really concerned about it staying wet in Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and into central and northern areas of Missouri. That's an area that appears to be favored for the storm track right now. So I'm afraid to say that the spring moisture pattern is going to be very fruitful, which is really not good news for some of those areas.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.